Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
I think the ASF 17 case does show that it is important that we have these powers. It's not the only reason why we're doing this, though.
That's Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill talking about the government's contentious deportation legislation. And now Albo is facing a grassroots internal revolt over the laws, with pro-refugee Labor members describing the emergency powers as huge overreach. Labor for Refugees in New South Wales and ACT is warning the legislation breaches the party's own national policy platform, which opposes mandatory minimum sentencing. The group's concerns are detailed in a submission to a parliamentary inquiry into the bill set up after the Coalition and the Greens joined forces to thwart Labor's bid to rush it through federal parliament. The emergency legislation is designed to make it easier for the Commonwealth to deport non-citizens who fail to cooperate with authorities. It was supposed to preempt a High Court challenge to be heard next Wednesday from a man who was refusing to cooperate with the government because he fears he could be harmed if he was deported back to Iran. The legislation would allow the government to impose a prison sentence of between 1 and 5 years on asylum seekers who refused to cooperate with their deportation. A Senate committee comprising Labor and Liberal members earlier this month sounded the alarm about the bill, including the use of mandatory minimum sentencing. In a submission published today, Labor for Refugees Secretary Nizza Ciano referenced those flaws and said the group shared the long list of human rights concerns that the Law Council of Australia had with the bill. For the rest of this story, download the Nightly app.